From Joshua chapter 5. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I've rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you." So the place has been called Gilgal to this day. On the evening of the 14th day of the month, while camped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, the Israelites celebrated the Passover. The day after the Passover, that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened bread and roasted grain. The manna stopped the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate the produce of Canaan. And Jenny will bring a gospel reading to us.
Our second reading is two stories that Jesus told to the people who were listening to him at that time. It comes from Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 1 for the first story. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around Jesus to hear him, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home, and then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. The second story starts at verse 11. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And so they began to celebrate." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, today we've got two readings which seem at first sight to be a little bit different from each other. And the first one, reading was about the first picnic that the Israelites had in the Promised Land. They had just crossed the Jordan, and they had celebrated the Passover. And now they were eating local produce at a time when God's provision of manna came to an abrupt end, which they'd relied on and collected every day and lived on for 40 years. And after the hardship of the nomadic desert life, to be in Israel felt like heaven. They had crossed the Jordan, and that's all. The fortress town of Jericho was still blocking their further entry into the promised land. For the moment, life seemed to be one step forward, followed by one more obstacle to overcome. And life for us seems much the same. We made it through Brexit, only to be faced with COVID. And we made it through COVID to be faced with war in Ukraine. And if we make it through war in Ukraine, we're faced with the rising cost of living. Gloomy message, isn't it? Could be worse, couldn't it? And we've also seen, of course, how 800 staff at P&O lost their jobs at an hour's notice. And of course, it can be sometimes like that at home. The car fails its MOT. A storm blows roof tiles off. The computer develops a fault you can't fix. And one of the children tests positive. All disruptive things that can happen without notice and which leave you in the lurch. So eventually you grab a cup of coffee and you find a comfortable place in front of the telly, and just as you think you've got it all fixed up, the phone rings. So the Israelites, they pause for a moment. They've crossed the Jordan, they've arrived in the promised land, and already they've begun to reap the reward for 40 years of wandering through the Sinai desert. And the name of the place that where they camp is called Gilgal. Now, I once followed some instructions in a book which was teaching beginners Hebrew. And to my surprise, Gilgal was one of the first words to appear in the text. And guess what it means? It means roly-poly. Something like, I think Jenny would probably correct me on that, but something like, you can imagine a ball roly-polying down the road. And Gilgal, 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 Gilgal. And there they go, camping in this place called Gilgal. And God says to them, now that you're here, you know that all the bad things that happened in Egypt have been roly-polied away. Gilgal, 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 Gilgal. It's a moment of relaxation. It didn't last long, but it was a moment of relaxation. And in that moment, God speaks, I have rolled away all the troubles of the past. It might almost have been a celebration. And of course, celebration is a good in-word for a day like today, Mothering Sunday, a day when we celebrate our mothers. As we have seen, Israel was celebrating entering the promised land. Then in Luke's gospel, the shepherd was celebrating finding his lost sheep and the father finding his lost son. And just think why Jesus told the parables in the first place. It was because he wanted to point out that there'll be celebrations in heaven when one lost sinner returns and comes to faith. It does us good when we celebrate good things happening. On a day like today, we can celebrate the joy of being, whether we're mothers or not. It's good to single out our mothers and celebrate them. But on the other hand, we don't have to experience motherhood to be able to celebrate, because our mothers don't hold the monopoly on celebrations. We can all celebrate who we are, especially when we come together as Christian believers. So let's just praise the Lord for making us the people we are. But now, Luke tells us the story of the lost sheep. Now, the fields around here are pretty well fenced. You can bet on it that if there's a weak place on the boundary, a sheep will find it and get out. Usually it will be reported and recovered fairly quickly. But in the open spaces of the Pennines, where we used to live in Yorkshire, farmers have to be a bit more vigilant. And when it snows, sheep can disappear in 3-foot snowdrifts. But even in extreme weather like that, the farmer will search until he finds, and he brings his animals to safety in a barn. And having found his sheep, he will want to celebrate. However, most hill farmers live in very isolated conditions in this country, so it'd be not the sort of celebration that Jesus was talking about. And I was reminded of the time when we lost our cat. And after about 3 days or whatever, eventually the cat turned up. And guess what? The whole neighbourhood knew it had come back. So we had a sort of a celebration. But Jesus is not really talking about farmers and sheep. He's illustrating the lengths we have to go to reconnect people who have lost touch with God. Even the lengths that God will go to remake the connection. Which is why 3 weeks from now we'll be celebrating Easter. Easter, when God's plan of salvation finally comes to fruition. Christ, crucified for our sins, raised from death, indicating that we too can rise from death of sin to a glorious life in the presence of God. We can be reconnected. And once we're reconnected, there's a party in heaven to celebrate. And if you're able to share with us how you've been reconnected, then we can have a bit of a celebration right here. Jesus emphasizes this by telling a second story. Now, we're all familiar with some of the demands that teenagers sometimes put on us. But in the story of the prodigal son, effectively what's happening is that the lad wants to get his hands on his inheritance. And that's even before his dad had died. He wants it now. Now, it's very unusual for children to inherit while their parents are still alive. But this lad got the full whack. Many years ago, a bank manager told me that there are two sorts of people in this world. One group, however much they have, will always spend the lot. The other group, however little they have, will always save some. Well, this lad, he obviously belonged to the first group. He left home, but not to better himself at university. He left home in order to party and to get drunk, and if it'd been today, he'd probably been on drugs as well. He had a fantastic crowd of friends around him, but he soon found out that they were fair-weather friends. And as his money ran out, they wouldn't lend him a penny. And they all melted away, leaving the lad destitute and with nothing. He was not used to that, and somewhat reluctantly decided to look for a job. But the only sort of job he could get was a sort of job that we find that foreign migrants seem to get lumbered with. He had to look after pigs. And that went against the last dregs of religion that he had left in his bones, because pigs were regarded as ritually unclean animals, and good Jews had to avoid contact with pigs. His new employer didn't pay him much either, and the only food he had access to was the pig food. Well, he realized that he had reached the pits. He couldn't go back home because he'd utterly damaged the people he loved by wasting his family inheritance. And do you know, some people feel they cannot turn to God because they feel totally estranged from anything that looks like decency and reliability. But the next part of the story illustrates that anyone, yes, anyone, can turn to God in repentance and faith, and he will take them in. So this lad eventually concludes that if he goes back home, and if he goes back crawling, he might be allowed to act as a slave, which would be a whole lot better than what he's got right now. First thing I better do, he says, is apologize, and I might just have a chance. So he rehearses what he's going to say. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Find me a place among your hired workers. Confession and admission of failure is the first stage of putting things right. So often we tend to push the blame onto somebody else, but it doesn't work. Apologizing. Now, when we come to that bit of the prayers where we confess our sins, I confess that I always cringe a little bit inside. Because I think to myself, that's not really me. Well, not really. Or is it me? because actually none of us are worthy to come back to the presence of our Father in heaven. So, okay, I'll go with the confession thing after all, but I really must mean it. So the lad goes home and starts to say, I'm sorry, but I've made a mess of it. But his father stops him, saying, but you're home. And the moment we turn to God, we find the same thing. He says to us, you're home now. And of course, there's more. Glad you're back, son. Let's get you properly dressed. Then we'll have a party. And that's exactly what happens to us. Our Father in heaven tells us, glad you're home. Let's get dressed for a party. And boy, we're going to celebrate. And today is a great day to celebrate. We celebrate our mothers. We heard earlier how Israel had a moment of relaxation and a celebration party when they crossed the Jordan into the Promised Land. And as well as celebrating our mothers today, we can celebrate with everybody here that great homecoming of all of us who have taken the plunge and come back to our Heavenly Father. Thanks be to God. Amen. I'm back to Jeff.